So what have you got for us this week?
I'm going to tell you a bit about St. Barnabas Anglican Church on Broadway. So affectionately known as Barney's.
Barney's. That's cute.
And it's actually just up the road from where the studio is, if we were in the studio, but we're not.
We're not. And neither of us are, but not that I spend much time in churches, but there you go.
No, I can't say I do either. And I should warn that the segment contains probably what I'd consider a few dad jokes. I'm going to go with it.
That's the trigger warning.
So it's an interesting church because it's really catered to all sorts over the years since it was established in about the mid-19th century. And that was an area that was considered pretty grotty. It would get flooded by the Blackwattle Creek, which had all sorts of treats sort of flowing in it from the nearby slaughterhouses and down works and soap works and breweries. So you can almost smell it from here, from this historical distance. And it's interesting as well in the way when you think about where it's positioned, because often churches are on a hill sort of overlooking the city and are looked up to as a grand sort of moral landmark of the city. But really its first incarnation was sort of a shack, a rented shack amidst this landscape in a neighbourhood which was a neighbourhood of squalor where offensive sights and sounds continually arrested the senses of passers-by, and where it was considered to sort of be useful or, assisting this squalid community. No one says squalor anymore quite like that, do they?
No, not quite.
and what really transforms it in the 20th century is someone called Reverend Hammond, who arrives in 1916, and he's a very witty and persuasive evangelist, and his great crusade, I guess, is working with alcoholics and the poor. And it really transforms into a centre of poor relief during the Great Depression. So it even boasts an employment bureau, an emergency depot and a soup kitchen.
Wow.
That serves sort of thousands of meals a year. So it becomes quite a crucial, backstop for people. And some of the iconic, I guess, homeless figures of Sydney emerge out of here. So you've got people like Arthur Stace, the Eternity Man, used to write Eternity on the pavements throughout Sydney. I don't know if you've seen that sort of cursive script that ended up on the Harbour Bridge during the Olympics.
Something that I wouldn't think that I would know, but that is something I do.
Yeah,
recall.
It sort of resonates somewhere in there in the visual memory. And Hammond starts what becomes a bit of a tradition along here. So he starts using the St. Barnabas notice board to get his message out to tens of thousands of people who are travelling along the road there. And, his main crusade being about temperance and getting off the booze. And here's your first dad joke. He puts on the sign one day, "A few drinks may turn man's laughter into man's slaughter," which maybe doesn't work on radio. That's probably more of a visual.
It's making me think about all of those especially during the same-sex marriage debate, all of those churches that put up these really funny things. It's kind of like a reflection on that in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. So I don't know whether Hammond began all this, but it definitely brings back echoes of that. And Hammond, I guess, goes on to, you've probably heard of Hammond Care, and out of that emerges a lot of charitable enterprises that continue to rehabilitate the destitute of Sydney. So it's an important legacy that emerged out of St. Barnabas, I guess, there. And later on throughout the 20th century, then it's sort of, because of its proximity to UTS and University of Sydney, it becomes a bit of a university church, and it has specific services held in there in Mandarin and English for Chinese overseas students. So, an interesting sort of pivot again in who the congregation is that goes to it in that later part of the 20th century. But perhaps what it's best known for is this sort of banter on Broadway that develops between the notice board of St. Barnabas Church and the Broadway pub across the road there. So sort of the priest versus the publican. and this is during the 1990s between the St. Barnabas minister, Robert Forsyth, and the publican, I think his name was Arthur, and it continues for months and years, and so commuters get used to sort of looking, first of all, at St. Barnabas' notice board and then looking across the road for the reply. So the church would start with something like, you have nothing that God did not give you, and then the pub says, I know I have nothing, but I'm not sure who gave it to me.
That's quite
funny.
Another
one's like, the church says, anyone wrapped up in themselves makes a very small package. Then the pub says, good things come in small parcels. But Alex, given our 7-second rehearsal, I thought if I play the role of the church, you could play the role of the pub.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Okay, wait, let me get into character. All right, I'm ready.
So I'll be the church. If God offered you heaven or hell, which would you choose?
I'd choose a hell of a good time in heaven.
Church, that's a bar to heaven, a gateway to hell. Whoever named it well.
A bar in heaven, a long way from hell, with a barman called Jesus who will serve you well. I feel like I nailed it. I'm just going to put myself up on a podium there. That's definitely what
Absolutely.
The pub sounded like. Well, that's quite fun, though. What a lovely kind of thing for people to, watch.
Yeah, and between the two rival signwriters, actually a little friendship blossomed. And they said in some ways, they had more quite in common just in the fact that, they're on the same street, because really they're both presiding over places where people meet for reflection and solace, whether that's over Jesus or a beer. And the publican even invited Forsyth to conduct the wedding of his daughter. And then I think he himself did start thinking about Jesus a lot. And he said, look, I said to the priest once, if Jesus walked down Broadway, I'm sure he'd come into my pub and he'd have a drink and he'd meet the blokes. And Rob agreed with me. So they got to some sort of rapprochement there about faith and drinking. But sadly, the church was actually gutted in a fire in 2006.
Oh, wow.
And yet the church signboard survived. So I don't know if you want to say but it continues there today in a sort of more modern incarnation on Broadway. I don't think the notice board tradition has restarted, but a fascinating place that's had many different people and sort of saved a lot of people literally from poverty and things over the years. So another little Sydney landmark for you there.
Yeah, absolutely. And something that I never thought of, in a way, like the idea of a conversation between a church and a pub. Like what a kind of lovely friendship to blossom, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Sydney is full of wonderful things. Thank you for bringing us another one, Minna.
Pleasure, Alex.
That's Minna.
And as always, jump on the Dictionary of Sydney there if you want the bit more of the backstory. So I think Meredith Lake has written on Robert Hammond and also the church as well on a separate entry. So more info on there.